Around 1 million people are on sex offender registries following conviction of sex-related crimes. However, one advocacy group believes these registries to be unnecessary or, at worst, unconstitutional. In today's Newsmaker, we speak with a national organization that advocates for reform of sexual offense laws.
What we are doing, everything in regard to the registry, the restrictions that are put up due to being on the registry, these are all things that are shown to be the actual opposite of what is effective in accomplishing the goal, to hopefully prevent or at least slow down the reoccurrences for the future.
Sandy Rozek is the communications director for National Association for Rational Sex Offense Laws, or NARSOL. She indicates that while sex offender registries are well-intentioned, they do not do much to solve the real problem.
All justice departments have as one of their goals rehabilitation, reassimilation. That's the objective. And everything that the registry does works against that. And that's why we exist. We basically just want things done according to facts and research and not out of myth-based belief that something will happen or not happen if there is no registry.
Registries in the U.S. have expanded since they were federally mandated in the 1990s to include a wide range of offenses and what NARSOL names petty offenses, such as teen sexting and consensual relationships.
The vast majority of sexual crime is committed against people they know, family members, acquaintances, some very close relationships. And once they have been outed, once they have been charged, once they have been punished, they self-rehabilitate.
Rozek claims the majority of those on registries will not reoffend, regardless of their presence on the list.
If a person is on the registry, as many, many, many are, because as a young person, they were involved in a relationship that was consensual except for the fact that it was illegal because the partner was an underage person, a minor. There's no indication that there's any actual rehabilitation needed. That situation does not lend itself to one that is going to be repeated.
Rozek says those convicted of sexual offenses are less likely than other convicts to reoffend.
What helps validate that is the fact that individual entities, as well as some academic researchers, have done their own recidivism or their own reoffense follow-up, and the numbers come in very consistently. There is a great deal of variance in reoffense depending upon the category of the offender. Virtually almost all, at least 90% of sexual offenses are shown to be committed by people known to their offender. With children, it's even higher. Very young children, 98% or more are family members, acquaintances.
Bureau of Justice Statistics indicates the recidivism rates for convicted sex offenders do show a lower rate of re-arrest than other offenders, and not including reconviction rates, currently 7.7% based on a 9-year study begun in 2005.
So we're targeting, if we're really looking to protect children, which I hope we are, we're putting all our resources in the wrong place. We're spending many millions monitoring a huge group people, of whom probably 5% need to be monitored. And we're wasting huge amounts of resources rather than putting it toward primary prevention strategies.
Eliminating registries is not the only reform NARSOL seeks. A pending lawsuit in Georgia desires action against law enforcement for what NARSOL claims is unlawful treatment of prior offenders during Halloween.
In a state where there is no such law, when law enforcement entities take it upon themselves to create these sorts of restrictions or requirements and enforce something on them that is not in the law, that they do not have the authority to do, that's when NARSOL is very likely to get involved.
Rozek was asked how NARSOL justifies its existence to victims of sexual assault.
Many of our board members and a great many of our members were former victims or were involved in those sorts of situations. We justify it because what's being done is not effective. There's nothing about the registry that lowers the recidivism of repeat offenders or that prevents first-time offenders from committing crimes or that protects children. If every law that has to do with sexual crime in general were based on what the research shows, there would be no registry.
Go to our website, KMZU.com, for excerpts. Listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m. for the Daily Newsmaker segment. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.